Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, there is no traffic. This traffic update could have been an email.
The news is not an email. Thank you for giving us extra time, Rob. Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube has sent condolences to the families of pupils who were killed in a crash in KwaZulu-Natal. Seven were killed when their school transport collided with a truck on the N2 near the Mandeni Toll Plaza. And moving abroad, the Israeli military says its forces fired at a threat near a UN peacekeeping mission on Friday in southern Lebanon. They acknowledged that the hit was responsible for wounding two people of the Blue Helmets after an initial examination of the incident. UN peacekeepers patrolling the Lebanese side of the border with Israel have been thrust into the violence of the Israel-Hezbollah war. More than 1,200 people in Lebanon have died since the beginning of these incursions. More on these and other stories at 7.
Time now for your Business Minute. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select Investment account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Frans Genaitler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East says international markets had a relatively good day. Here are some of the highlights from Europe and the USA.
Shares of Airbus rose about 4.2% in Paris after their management gave a good comments about their production targets for the rest of the year. In the US, several US banks report third quarter results today, with JP Morgan, the largest bank by market capitalization, reporting revenue growth of 6% for the quarter. Shares of the company are trading around 5.2% stronger.
Back on South African soil, the JSE traded 0.9% stronger.
On the local front, the JSE overall index closed 0.9% stronger at 68,149 points. We see that the exchange rate is strengthening today, and in turn, our bank shares are also trading stronger. Shares of First Rand rose by 3%, while Standard Bank closed 2% stronger.
A dollar trading at 17 Rand 39, a euro 19 Rand 3 cents, and a pound 22 Rand 73. Gold is currently trading at $2,659.06 per fine ounce, and oil at $78.96 per barrel of Brent crude.
Dankie Madeleine, 'n nuwe sport word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie iets wat net jou span kan doen nie, wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some football news. South Africa currently holds second spot in Group K of the AFCON qualifiers, and we're going to be taking on Congo at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. That's happening tonight. Kickoff is in about 25 minutes' time. Now, a victory against the Congo tonight will be a non-negotiable for Bafana coach Hugo Brewers and his squad, and a win in the return fixture would just about secure qualification for the AFCON tournament next year. Novak Djokovic has said that he's been overwhelmed by the news that Rafa Nadal has decided to retire, calling the Spaniard his greatest rival. But he says that he's got no plans to stop just yet. Nadal announced yesterday that he would take a step back from tennis after the Davis Cup finals in November, ending a 22 Grand Slam winning career. He's also got clashes with Novak Djokovic, the most in the history of men's tennis. 60 times the two of them have met, and Djokovic edged that rivalry by 31-29.
It's still a shock, you know, when he came officially, also for Roger a few years ago as well, when he announced retirement, and Andy as well.